This week's parsha, Vayikra, Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh is very interesting. Because Mora says, Shloshim Yom, prepare for Pesach. And in many ways, so we read Parshas HaChodesh, but most of Parshas HaChodesh has nothing to do with our preparation for Pesach. What is it? It's HaChodesh is in L'Chorosh Chodoshim, all about Korban Pesach, specifically how they brought the Korban Pesach at the time Tzias Mitzrayim, but mostly all the Dinim of Korban Pesach. There is two psukim. Shivas yom ha-matzos tocheilu, ach b'yom ha-rishon tashbish tzomi b'techem, v'yom ha-rishon b'kol kodesh, shmartim es ha-matzos, and that's it. And there's just a few psukim. So why in the world are we reading this whole thing? Now, the answer is as follows. Pesach HaHalochas and Pesach are ideas . A korban is a very unique thing. We also read this week, Vayikra, Odom ki Yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem. Min ha-behema, min ha-boko, min ha-tzon, takriv es korbancha. Now, what is a korban? Korban begins, Odom ki yakriv mikem. Person has to know he's giving of himself. And there's a different way of approaching the world. You can approach the world. It's mine, I do it, I achieve it, I accomplish, it's me. You can approach the world that I'm a guest here. Kodesh Baruch Hu is very good in his Hachmas Zorah from treating me as a guest, but ultimately, it belongs to him. The question is how much you're willing to give up for Kodesh Baruch Hu. If it's mine, okay, I give tzedakah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's his and he's allowing me to use it, it's a whole different attitude. The first korban we read in Menchumish, which is really the second korban in history, was Kayin in heaven. What was the whole problem with Kayin? What was the whole problem with heaven? Kayin was a farmer. And he brought a mincha l'Hashem. Vehevel hevi gamhu. He brought himself. And that's why he took the best. If I had an unbelievable crop and I did it all myself. So I want to hold on to the best. I did it. I have to give some away. Okay. And it says, heaven, mi pri ha'adama, says Rashi, min ha'garua. He couldn't give of himself. It didn't belong to him. It belonged to him. I worked hard. I planted. I did this. I did everything. And it's mine. Hevel hevi gam hu. Gave him himself. That's why mechoros mechalvehim. That's why vayisha Hashem al hevel mechoso. Yeruchel says, when I accept and when I don't. Velkayim mechoso lo shah. Says Rashi, how did they know? Yodei Shema Shemayim. Vayichel HaKayim Ma'ol, Vayipul Ponov. And what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Kayim? So all your Yetzahara. You can control your Yetzahara, not control your Yetzahara. And here the Yetzahara is ego. It's me. We do an interesting thing at the Haggadah. What do we do? Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, if I were writing the Haggadah, thank God I'm not. I just follow what Chazal tell me. But I would say, okay, take out Chumash Shmos, Ei the Shmos Bnei Yisrael, and just me. Just me. The answer is no. We specifically take the Parsha of Bikurim, and read the Parsha of Bikurim. Now, the Parsha of Bikurim is a very strange Parsha. A person has fruits. He has a vineyard. And he works hard, he works hard, he works hard. Oh, has his first fruits. Oh. See, this is what I achieved. What does he do? It's not mine. Why did I do it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed me. I owe it to him. But not only that, there's another attitude here. V'lakachta meireishis kol pri ha'adam v'shatovi me'aretzecha. V'halachta, you take it. A very big difference between Maisa Sheni and Bikurim. Maisa Sheni, you don't have to schlep. You take it, you convert it to money. There's no effort involved. But I take those first grapes, I have to bring those grapes, the wine, to Beis HaMikdash. Physically bring it, and say, this is what I achieved, and it's yours, HaKadosh Baruch. But this land I have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land. It's an unbelievable thing. I'm standing there, Mirtz Hashem. Beis HaMikdash will be built soon. My backyard, I have a garden, so I'll plant some trees there. Bring it to Beis HaMikdash and say, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's not me. I'm the end of 3,500 years of Jewish history. A long time ago, it was Avraham Avinu. Yitzchak, Yaakov. I'm the end of I'm the end of the whole process. It's not mine. I'm here because you promised it to Avraham Avinu. And I'm representing Avraham Avinu. I'm just an extension of Jewish history. Question is, how do you look at yourself? What do we do in the Haggadah? We have to say, is it something that happened to my father 3,500 years, my great-great-grandfather all the way back? No. No. I have to see, I'm actually walking out of Mitzrayim. I have to view myself. It's ilu hoyo shem lo hoyo nito. I'm there, I'm part of Jewish history. It's a whole way of viewing yourself. And that's what the Haggadah is about. And that's why we chaz it over and chaz it over and chaz it over. Make it real. That's what, and that is some thanks. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm part of Jewish history. I'm the next step in Jewish history. And my children will be the next step in Jewish history. And my grandchildren will be the next step in Jewish history. I'm part of an entire Gemara in Horius. Unbelievable Gemara. The halacha that Gemara is talking about a korban sibo. Yeah. The Gemara tells us an unbelievable statement. The Gemara tells us that when we bring a korban for the tzibor, who's the tzibor? Everyone alive today? No. It's the tzibor from Tzias Mitzrayim till today. We're all one tzibor. The Gemara says the end of Parshas, Shoftim. Kapa le'am chiso ha-shapudiso Hashem. We're one corporate unit from Avram Avinu down to today. That's how we have to view ourselves. I'm part of Klal Yisrael. I'm an extension of Avram Avinu down to today. I'm just one extension. Yes, I am myself, my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, all the way back. And that's the attitude we have to develop in Pesach. So what do we do? What do we say? Come to the Haggadah. At the Haggadah say, I have to see that I am part of Mitzrayim. I am part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what do? We chaz it over what they did there that night in Mitzrayim. And that was the first time in Jewish history the Jews, as Jews, ate a shlamim. It's a very big difference. What a korban Pesach is a shlamim. What's a shlamim? It's different than an ola. A goy can bring an ola. Only a Jew can bring a shlamim. Shlamim is kadosh, but you eat it. We have, yes, this world doesn't belong to me. I was put in this world by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to use this world, why? In His service. That's the only reason I have to use this world. We say in our davening countless times, put us, it belongs to Him. I say a bracha. I eat an apple. What do I say? The apple's not mine. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He lets me use it, but I have to recognize it's His. After that, the apple belongs to me. I sit down to anything I do. It's His. Belongs to Him. This is a tremendous idea. And Ashlomim says, yes, I'm leaving Mitzrayim. If I were a goy, I couldn't bring Ashlomim. A goy doesn't know how to use Olam Hazeh in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are our Taryag Mitzvahs? Our Taryag Mitzvahs are using Olam Hazeh to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So only a Jew can have a Dovah Kadosh, eat it as part of the Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lifnei Hashem. A Goy brings an Ola. A Jew brings a Shlama. Korban Pesach is a Shlama. A certain type of Shlama. Its own rules. HaChodesh HaZevuchem. It's a very strange halacha. You have a calendar. Just Erech Agav. Have to realize our calendar goes back. they used the Melkadosh Shalpi Hariyah. And then around 1700 years ago, they made our current calendar, 19-year cycle, with an unbelievable, exact, precise definition of how long the solar year is, how long the lunar year is, the difference between the lunar and the solar year. It's the only calendar from the ancient world that can still be exact. The Romans had to change the calendar. The Muslims, the Khalifa, were all mixed up in their calendar. No. It's in his machlokes from the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam writes, Halacha Moshe Sinai. That's why it could be so exact. The Ramban writes, the Sotah Ibor was passed over, and Hillel HaAchron made it with an unbelievable understanding of the world. But what was and continues to be, what makes this Thursday Rosh Chodesh? What made 2,000 years ago Rosh Chodesh? Klal Yisrael, a Mekadesh Zman. We control. We decide when Rosh Chodesh. And even after Hillel HaAchron made the calendar, the Rambam writes Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. Why is Thursday going to be Rosh Chodesh? Because all of Klal Yisrael today, in a joint effort, say it is Rosh Chodesh. We make it Rosh Chodesh. Chodesh has a lochem Rosh Chodesh. What does that mean? Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Shabbos, we say Mekadesh Shabbos, not Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Why? Shabbos is every 7 days. We don't, not Mekadesh Shabbos. We're Mekadesh Zman. Now that is a very deep idea here. We spoke about last week. The Kedusha in three different areas of life. Objects can be Kedush, places can be Kedush, and Zman can be Kedush. Now, places are Kedush. What made the Beis HaMikdash Kedush? That David HaMelech was Mekadesh that Makom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables us to create Kedushas HaMakom. For instance, Har Sinai was Kadosh. That's why you couldn't go on Har Sinai. But who made Har Sinai Kadosh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it Kadosh. It was Kadosh. Now it's nothing. Har Sinai is nothing. It's not Kadosh anymore. It's nothing. We don't know where it is. We don't care where it is. It's irrelevant to us where it is. Chazal never made an attempt to tell us where it is. But David HaMelech and later Ezra were Mekadesh Yushalayim, Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. You know, we create Kedushas HaZman, we create Kedushas HaMakom. Kedushas HaMakom was created. Kedushas HaZman is continually created. That's why we still say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. But it's Kadosh. And what was the Korban Pesach? We took an animal, we made it Kadosh, brought it to Mokum Kadosh, and ate it on Mokum Kadosh. We created the Kedush on the object, we created the Kedush on the Mokum, created the Kedush on the Zman. And then, and what do we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us all of this. You gave us Eretz Yisrael. You gave us the ability of Torah. Only someone who has a Torah, who defines every aspect of his existence, knows how to use Olam Hazeh in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every aspect, everything we do has a mitzvah. Everything you put on your clothes, so they're mitzvahs. If it has Aleph Kafos, you put tzitzis on. If you can't have shatnas, when you eat down, sit down to eat food, the mitzvahs, everything. Go into business, the mitzvahs. Every aspect of life has a mitzvah. Why? Because in every aspect of life, we have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. That's every aspect of life. We don't live in a world that's free. No. Every aspect of life is subject to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, I'm giving you this, it's a matana, use it the way I told you to use it. So the first thing Klal Yisrael did when they sat down preparing that night, they took the Avodah Zorah of the Egyptians, declared it, we're shechting it, we're taking the dam and putting it on the doorpost, say we publicly reject your, we don't belong to you anymore. We discussed that last week. And then, now this lamb is kadosh, has been treated with kedusha. Is you eat lifnei Hashem, your avodas, is you're using this lamb that you rejected the avodas of the Egyptians. Now I'm eating it. It's part of my avodas HaKadosh Baruch. And that's how Klal Yisrael began. That's the first mitzvah. First mitzvah is number one, to be makadosh this man. Number two, to bring a makadosh to take the avodah zarah of the Egyptians, to shecht it, reject it, and say, no, it belongs to it's kadosh, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch. And we're using it the way he wants us to use it. Now, this matzah. Matzah is a very interesting thing. Matzah is Zusharoch HaMashumah. Can we say that at the end? At the beginning of this, what do we say? Holach Ma'an Yudachol Avoson of Aaron the Mitzrayim. Kol Dichvin Yesev Yeichol, Kol Ditzach Yesev Yesach. They ate it in Mitzrayim. Very interesting. So at the beginning of the Haggadah, we talked about the day in Mitzrayim. What do we talk about on at the end of the Haggadah? The matzah they ate the next morning when they were running out of Mitzrayim. Well, he's been taken by the son of Hachmans, Nigolei and Melech Malach and Lol Kodesh Baruch. They were slaves, they're rich people. The difference with a slave and a rich person is not what he eats, how he eats it. You're eating as part of a mitzvah, as part of a avodas HaKadosh Baruch, you're just gulping it down. Gulp it down, it's not a avodas HaKadosh Baruch. It is part of a mitzvah. And we're done with all of the details of the mitzvahs. It's not avodas HaKadosh Baruch, you're a Jew. You're not a goy. And that is the Shabbos. We talk about Korbanos. We talk about a Korban Pesach. So we're preparing for Pesach, both mitzvah Shem. You never know. Hopefully we'll have the schools this year reading Korban Pesach. If not, Chas V'Sholem. We go back and think about what happened that night in Mitzrayim. Prepare yourself. That night, for the first time, they made a Kiddush HaChodesh. We're now being, this is Chodesh Nisan. Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is Nisan. It's now under the hands of Klal Yisrael. Okay. That's how you become Jewish. You know how to be Makadesh Hazman. That's why we talked about Dushas Hazman, Shabbos, it's Kodesh. It's very strange attitude people have to Shabbos. Shabbos is a beautiful day. Forget about the world. Forget about everything. What happens when you forget about the world? Some people feel, okay, you get drunk. It's not Shabbos. It's a chiluch hakdusha. Not Shabbos. Shabbos is the yom menucha kedusha. Use the menucha of a person, kedusha. It's part, if you say, forget about the world, this is a day dedicated. I withdraw from the world, no melacha, no nothing, it's everything. So what do? Use the servant of Shabbat. That's being mekadesh this man. Yontif, we're mekadesh this man. We begin Shabbos, we make kiddush, we're mekadesh Shabbos. Kedushas Hazman, and that's how we prepare. So we, at this point, there's some people who have a distorted understanding what the Torah is about. They're thinking how to try to get some sort of a goat or sheep up on Har HaBayis, Erev Pesach. They have a great advantage over other people that are never learned Torah, so they don't know what they're doing. No, that's not how we're preparing for Pesach. Mitzvah Hashem is the base of Megdash. So we'll bring the Korban Pesach. That's how Tachlis Baruch Hu. He brings the Gula. He's Matzmiach Yeshuos. But how do we prepare? Prepare for understanding what it means to be Jewish. What it means that we left Mitzrayim. We rejected everything they're about. We understood the world is a gift to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we use it to serve Him. We're Mekadosh HaZman. We're Mekadosh the animal to eat the korban. We eat lifnei Hashem. That's how Klal Yisrael began. They remembered, you know what? The matzah we ate yesterday is the matzah we eat tomorrow. And we can eat the same matzah. One we eat it as a Ben Chora, one we eat it as an Eved. All different. For those of you who have the great fortune of passing through Egypt on the way back to the Golas, you'll see, Baruch Hashem, you're not one of them. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us to be His people. We eat differently. Mokadosh Zman, Mokadosh everything we do. That's how Klal Yisrael began, with a korban. Odom Hiyat, we gave of ourselves. And we say, yes, now we're Jews. We know how to eat, but do it as a means of avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu.